Episode 1964, How to Age Well.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy every day. I hope you're ready to discover some secrets on how to age well. It's Wellness Wednesday. Come on, let's get a youthful heart. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, as you age, there is inevitably a gain of more responsibilities, more weight, and more wrinkles. Who wants all of that? Learn how to age well and open the door to a youthful heart. Now, I'll sign up any day for a youthful heart, but who really wants any of those extra things called weight and wrinkles? Not me. However, I will take wisdom over any of it. Maybe that will help with this hot mess that I'm in all the time. You know, life is crazy. It just seems to get in our way, yet we're a part of life. How do we find time to age well, let alone fix the hot mess of our everyday? First off, you need to understand what it means to age well. We've got to have a definition so we're all on the same page. So aging well sets your body up for success by giving your body what it needs for overall health and wellness, all the while reducing what? Inflammation, to decrease the risk of heart disease, diabetes, cancer, and neurodegenerative disease like dementia. That's a mouthful. Basically, what it's saying is you need to take care of yourself. Surely you can handle this task without any problems. I believe in you. If only that was the case. But unfortunately, guess what? We neglect our own health and well-being way before that of others, even strangers. So today, this is going to change. You need to be as healthy as your body can be so you can continue your life's journey in a manner that God sees fit. So that requires you to do your part. Put yourself first. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Put yourself first. Now, come on. I know you got this. It's super, super what? Simple. Easy? Not so much. So now before you jump to, I don't have enough time and you have no idea what my life's like, take a deep breath. Maybe we need another one. You matter. And in order to do everything you want to do, it requires some sacrifice. And that sacrifice starts by putting yourself first, but in a not so selfish way. We get this whole idea of self-care as being selfish. It's not. It truly isn't. You need to take care of you in order to take care of others. That's truly the main difference. You're putting yourself first to elevate those around you. I know it sounds contradictory, but to love more, you must love yourself first. So let's do this. What does it really look like? Put yourself first by eliminating everyday habits that add to your chaos. So we're going to break it down. We got 7. And this is going to be really easy. Okay, it's easy, but not real simple. Number 1, improve your diet. You're already mad at me, aren't you? I'm so sorry. I know I love food too, but we really have to know what we're putting in our bodies. Our bodies need vitamin B and vitamin C, vitamin E, iron, magnesium, selenium, and many more to help with our ATP, right? Producing ATP within the mitochondria, which allows us to what? Fight free radicals. Just think antioxidants. That's the key. We need a nutrient-dense diet to help us age well. And you can do this, but you have to be deliberate about it. You have to be intentional. And sometimes, yes, call yourself radical if you want, but you need to know what you're putting in your body at all times. Initially, it's going to take a little more thinking, but eventually it becomes what? A new normal. And you're like, huh, this was easy peasy. Why did it take me so long to get on the train? Improve your diet. Number two, I would encourage you to seek out intermittent fasting. There are different ways you can do this. And in the AIM Academy, that is one thing that we'll be talking about, one of many things when it comes to our well-being. Intermittent fasting can be anything from 8 hours of not eating, 10, 12, 16. If you can, you want to aim for 16 hours of not eating. It's only drinking. So the best way to do it is to stop eating by 6 or 7 o'clock and then not eat again for another 16 hours. You can do it. I promise you, it sounds like it's really tough, but it truly is not. However, you can kind of creep your way into it. So start with only sleeping, maybe working out without eating, and then having something. Now, you know your body best. And if you're like, Christiane, there's no way I can work out on an empty stomach, then put something in your stomach that's going to do your body well, but is not going to detract away from the goals that you're trying to get to. That's usually our problem. We put stuff in before we take care of ourselves because we haven't thought it through. It's the quick grabs of the refrigerator. So really think it through. But I would encourage you, the older we get, intermittent fasting is something that works very well. And it actually can become a very natural process for our body. I absolutely love it and I do it every single day. Now, there are some days that I do it more often than not. And then not only do I do intermittent fasting, but I do also do cleanse days where I'm not eating anything at all. Some people would say that's a full fast. I do no more than 2 days of that. But we're not going to get into the details. I want to give you the overall picture here as to how you put yourself first. And in your body, intermittent fasting does help your body. It's incredible. It helps to reset it. It helps you to really release the toxins. Now, when you are intermittent fasting, you need to be drinking your water. And if you're one who's saying, I need to look at my weight, then you need to be drinking half your body weight in ounces. So, let's just say you're 200 pounds, then that means you would be drinking 100 ounces of water a day. If you're 150 pounds, you would be drinking 75 ounces of water a day. Now, you can always drink more, but your goal is half of your body weight in ounces. That's how much water you need to drink. And no, coffee, tea, that doesn't count. It's actual water. Okay, we've got improve your diet. We've talked about intermittent fasting. Now, I want you to think about balancing your macros. Instead of focusing on calories, I want you to think macros, fats, proteins, and carbohydrates. If you're one who is saying, gosh, Christiane, I'm gaining stuff around the middle, it's for you women, perimenopause, menopause, and you're like, oh, I just don't know. It's not like I've changed anything, but my body is just not working with me. It's working against me. You might want to consider starting at a 70-20-10 ratio. So 70% fats, 20% proteins, and 10% carbohydrates. Understand this. The American diet likes to put our carbohydrates at 65-75%. That is crazy. That's very, very high. Now, you also have to look at the where you're getting your carbohydrates from. Is it coming solely from packaged foods, processed foods? Then you're not doing your body good at all in that higher percentage. So when you are looking at how to balance your macros, consider it fats, proteins, and carbohydrates. 70% fats, 20% proteins, 10% carbohydrates. Now, understand this too. It can be complicated. And you're thinking, I just got down the idea of counting calories. You can count calories, but it's more of looking at your percentages and that you're getting exactly what you need. And this can be overwhelming. That's why we're bringing in the AIM Academy. This is just one little area that we'll cover, along with so many other areas like mindset and relationships, marriage and parenting, bringing in the experts, me sharing my story and how I've done life and how I do life every day and where I've fallen short and where I've made changes for when I was younger and older. I'm talking in my 30s to 40s, and now we won't talk about how much older I'm getting as I've just celebrated a birthday. But it's important for us to understand where we're going with our body. And that means putting yourself first, understanding your body to the nth degree. Yeah, that means you have to put in work. But you're so worth it. So let's do the work. Improve your diet. Use intermittent fasting. Balance your macros. Number four, exercise. Yeah, you're not going to get away from it. But that exercise can be walking. Make it your fun stuff. If you like to swim, then swim. If you have a gym near you that has a pool, then sign up for times where you can do that. Now, I know things are a little bit different right now, so make sure you know what you can do. But guess what? Everybody can walk. If you have the ability to walk, I would encourage you to start there. It will do so much good for your body. When I first went on my whole weight loss journey years and years and years ago, I started walking. There was no way I could run. I was way too heavy. It wouldn't have been good on my joints, let alone my mindset. I would have been a mess because I wouldn't have been able to get up literally the next day. So I just started walking around and around and around and around at the school track. And that's what I did. You can do the same. Walk in your neighborhood. Go to the park. Walk in your park. Get your body moving. We were made to move. We were not made to sit for more than 80% of our day. And unfortunately, that's what we're doing. It's called real life. So you got to change it up. Put yourself first and get your body moving. Number five, manage your stress. I know life is absolutely crazy, but it doesn't have to be. So manage it. Figure out what works for you. Now, some people are like, I have no idea. Well, that's why they get a coach, because they want to figure out, what does it look like? How can I tame this here, but excel over here? That's where AIM Academy comes in. Being able to work with me and also have the accountability of people around you that are saying, I'm cheering you on and I'm doing the same thing, trying to get myself into gear. It's amazing. It's just invigorating when you're doing it together. So balance your macros, exercise, and manage that stress. Manage your stress. Yeah, take a nap in the afternoon if you need to, if you can. Take a bath. Read anything that calms you. Maybe light a candle. Turn off all the noise 2 to 3 hours, sometimes 4 hours, before you go to bed. If you're one who really gets lit up, and I'm not saying angry, lit up as in just so energized by other people being around you. If you're sitting there looking at Facebook, you're like, oh my gosh, that story. And all of a sudden you feel your body kind of tensing up. You may not understand it, but your body may actually be under stress because you're putting yourself there. You're trying to release energy that really, if you didn't look at it, it wouldn't have been an issue. And so here you're trying to settle down, but then you're ramping back up. It goes against what you're trying to accomplish. So manage the stress in your life. Sometimes it means that you just need to stop. You need to just say, okay, I'm done. I'm not doing anymore. Use the two letters, N-O, no. It's okay. Get used to it, because you want to put yourself first so you can love others more. Number six, eliminate excess sugar. you got to drop the packaged processed foods. It's not a food group, but we treat it as such. Get rid of it. If you can, eliminate it as a whole. Now, I know that's probably like, Christiane, there's no way on this earth I can ever do that. Okay, fine. Then pick what you really think is essential for you to utilize in your prepackaged processed food group. And then eliminate the rest of it. Eat real, not boxed. And that means what? You're shopping the perimeter of your grocery store. Don't shop in the middle, because that middle is all the prepackaged processed foods. You don't need that. Eat real, not boxed. And finally, number 7, sleep consistently. Sleep does the body good, but it needs consistent sleep. I know that more than probably anybody does, because I don't get it. I'm doing better, but then I still fall short. And it's something that I have just really struggled with my entire life, because my body, in my opinion, doesn't need necessarily a lot of sleep. However, I know I work better with more, but more doesn't mean 8, 9, 10 hours of sleep for me. It's not. If I get my 6 hours of sleep, that's like spot on awesome. You've got to figure out what your spot on awesome sleep cycle is. When you go to sleep at night, especially if you have this availability on the weekend to do it, but maybe you do during the weekday, depends on your schedule. When you can go to bed early enough, go to sleep in a cool, dark room. Do not set any form of alarm and let yourself sleep until you wake up on your own. Do that 2, 3, 4 nights in a row. Ultimately, it'd be great if you could do it for a week and you could keep track of it and be very consistent at it and see. And you can look and say, oh my gosh, my body naturally wakes up at about 7.5 hours. Great. Maybe for some, it might be 9 hours. Every person is different. One size does not fit all. But you need to know what you need to be the best that you can be. And that means you've got to sleep consistently. So once when you know how many hours you really need, then you can say, okay, great, I've got to continue that. So on the weekends, yeah, don't stay up late just because you can. Get consistent sleep. That is the key. Focus on what you want to gain. Don't think about what you can't have or what you can't do. You want to age well. And when you age well, you're training for life so you can love your journey. That is ultimately your goal here. It's not about saying this is the only way, or I want to do this, or this sounds great for me. It's living out your best life to be your best selfie. Isn't that what you're here for? God's got huge dreams for you. It's time to walk in that, train for life, and love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.